I want to take a moment. You had an opportunity to be here at Monsanto for the decade of the bean session to talk about a lot of different things. And you mentioned at the beginning of your presentation that you folks are early adopters of technology. Talk about some of the technology that you've been able to incorporate into the farming operation.
We were one of the first people in our neighborhood to go to start yield mapping. Put a yield monitor in the combine, and to me that was really the start of it all. We've really evolved from that. We've been able to take years of that yield mapping data and draw zones that we sample by, and now we're variable rate seeding and variable rate fertilizing by those same zones that we drew, started back in 1995.
So how do you go about evaluating the technology that's coming along before you put it to work in the operation?
Try and get lined up with a consultant or somebody that's a little bit more familiar with the technology, that's had some experience with it, and also get a fresh set of ideas what all we can do with that technology to see what best we can use it, to efficiently use it on our farm.
Talk a bit about some of the seed technology that's available now and what it's meant.
The seed treatments that they're offering now on soybeans really seem to be helping our tough planting conditions. This year, obviously, everything came up really well, but in the past couple of years, we've had some wet seasons, and with the seed treatments, our replant has just really been minimal on our soybeans. We've been able to get them out of the ground the first time and not have to go back and patch in holes.
You're here at Monsanto, visiting with folks that technology is what they do. But what does it make you feel like when you walk into their facility and have an opportunity to rub elbows with some of these breeders and researchers and those that are developing your future technologies?
To me, it's a wonderful experience. You're meeting with the top of the elite, is I guess what I feel. There's very few of us that were able to come here today, and I really felt privileged to be one of the few.
The technology that's coming along, that's in their pipeline, are they on track with what's coming your way?
Definitely. This yield thing they're looking at, drought, the insect, it's all issues we're facing. The herbicide resistance, they're really addressing that, looking at alternatives. And I think they're also looking at the environmental impact, which is something we need to keep abreast all the time.
You just talked about resistance. Are you seeing more resistant weeds in your part of Ohio northeastern Indiana?
The only thing we're really seeing is primarily mare's tail seems to be our resistant weed. But we can still get, if we can get in with a pre-emerge and we try and use more than one mode of action. We try not just to keep coming back with Roundup after Roundup after Roundup. We try and use more than one mode of action to really try and prevent it.
We talked about the Vistiv Gold soybeans coming along that's going to provide that healthier oil for the consumer. Is that something that you would consider?
Very much so. We've been raising, this is the first year, I think, in 4 or 5 years, we have not raised Vistiv beans. There's been a local processor in our neighborhood where we've been able to take them, and we went to Vistiv beans right away. We found it to be very good. They yielded very well for us. We thought it was the correct thing to do, try and produce that healthier oil and get into a niche market.
They were talking about one of the goals here at Monsanto is to have soybean yields average 80 bushels per acre by 2030. What do you think when you hear a goal like that?
I better build more grain bins. I hope that the demand is able to stay there. The one thing that really scares me is I don't want to handle twice the beans for half the price. I just as soon stay where we're at there. But I believe the demand is probably going to be there with the world population and everything they're talking. But it'll just be another tool. It's no different than what my grandfather and my uncle saw, with corn yields. They went from 125, 100 bushel corn to 200 bushel corn, at times. It's a good growing pain, I believe.